In just over a month, Michigan voters will decide the fate of Proposal 1. That's the statewide ballot initiative that would generate more than $1 billion to repair and maintain Michigan roads. It's a complex plan with many parts, the implications of which would reach beyond highways and bridges. If approved, the measure would enact a constitutional change to the state sales tax, of course, and also trigger a number of statutory changes. The Citizens Research Council of Michigan has been following the developments of Proposal 1. The CRC's published a lengthy report on the issue, and this week the group hosted a series of public forums in mid-Michigan to gauge public support. Joining me now in the studio, Craig Thiel, who returns. Craig's a senior research associate with the CRC. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
There are several parts to this ballot issue, as I think most people have probably figured out by now. Your report indicates that many people may understand they're being asked to vote on a constitutional change to raise the sales tax rate from 6 cents to 7 cents on the dollar. But as we alluded to in the introduction, there are other elements the voters are deciding on here as well, tax credits and school funding. For starters, let's just walk through those other pieces.
All right, Mark. So the voters are being asked to directly approve changes to the state constitution, but couched in the ballot language is a question asking voters to approve a series of bills that the legislature has passed and the governor has signed, and they are basically tied to the vote on May 5th. And those laws would only go into effect if the May 5th ballot proposal is approved by voters. And chief among those changes in state law is a sizable increase in the state motor fuel tax. And that's where the funding for roads, the $1.3 billion I think that you referenced, is really going to take effect. In addition to the road tax increase, you have an increase in the earned income tax credit that would take effect, and then a number of changes having to do with the road construction process, including competitive bidding provisions, increasing requirements having to do with going out and bidding on road projects, as well as improving or increasing the warranty provisions having to do with road construction.
There is also revenue sharing in this, though, that will be shared with municipalities, correct?
That's right. So the sales tax increase has nothing at all to do with the road funding component of this. The sales tax increase is largely designed to make whole those entities, schools, and local governments that would be hurt by the exemption of the sales tax on gasoline. So by increasing the rate on everything but gasoline, you generate additional revenues that would go to the school aid fund and then to local governments through the revenue sharing formula.
And that's been the unique feature of Michigan's approach to gasoline, I take it, over the years. We've imposed sales tax, but all of the revenue generated by that sales tax has not gone to the roads.
Exactly, and I think that's what the legislature and the governor heard over the last year to 2 years and trying to build support for increased road funding. When the public heard that, wait, all the taxes at the pump aren't going to roads? Well, mm-hmm. Where are they going? Well, they're going to schools and they're going to local governments. Well, we want to change that. We want all the taxes we pay at the pump to go to roads. And so that's how the sales tax kind of got brought into the mix here. People are confused. Why am I voting on a sales tax increase? That has nothing to do with roads. Well, it's because we put the sales tax on gasoline and it doesn't go to roads, and they want to change that.
Exactly. You attended the community forums held this week in the Lansing area. Generally, what are you hearing? How are people responding to this?
Yeah, well, really engaged, I would say. We've got very interested citizens in mid-Michigan, which is great. Coming from a good government organization, we like to see people educated on, you know, civics and what's going on with their government. I didn't take a poll going in as to where things stood, but a lot of questions about the intricacies of the proposal. And that's not surprising when you consider that it's not just the constitutional amendment that's at issue. It's these 10 laws that would go into effect, And we got questions on everything from the cost of a mile of road to where the lottery money is going.
I mean, it's no secret to anybody that the measure in the polling that's been done so far, I mean, you acknowledged you didn't take anything like a poll here at these gatherings. You were just there primarily to listen, not to count heads, I take it. But obviously, it's been in the news that, you know, there's a good many people who intend to vote no, at least so far in the polling. How vocal are the opponents? How vocal are the opponents to this thing, or how vocal have they been at these gatherings?
The ones I've attended have been more questions and as opposed to comments or taking stands on the proposal. You can see that people are trying to understand it. It's extremely complex, and I think some of that complexity kind of drives people to initially say no. So after our events this week, hopefully people who went in with questions got those questions answered and, you know, helped to inform their vote. But I can't say that, you know, everybody at the events went in saying no and are coming out saying yes. Mm.
My guest is Craig Thiel, the Senior Research Associate with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We're talking about Proposal 1, the road funding package. Michigan voters will decide in just over a month. The CRC has published an analysis of Prop 1, and it's hosted several community forums on the topic. The last one was just held last night in East Lansing, if I'm not mistaken. Craig, how do we know that $1.2, $1.3 billion is the right amount for roads?
Right. This has been studied ad nauseum for the last 5 to 6 years. There's been a number of expert reports that have put the number actually a little higher than that. Initially, the number was in the billion two range 5 years ago, and those studies have been updated to a higher number, but it seems like they've settled on that 1.2 billion figure. You know, and just to put it into perspective, what will that get us? That's going to get our roads into good condition. This isn't going to get them into superior condition. It's going to get us to where about 80% of our roads are in good condition across the state. So clearly, some are already in good condition. Those aren't going to see any increased investment. But the ones that have really deteriorated over the last 10 years or so are going to see the bulk of the work to get those up from poor to good condition.
The PR war, both pro and con, is in full swing here. There's a number of TV and radio ads out there. Here is one that opposes Prop 1. It's sponsored by the Coalition Against Higher Taxes and Special Interest Deals. It's an amusing twist on the subject. We see a woman in a grocery store checkout line, and she's apparently bought something she didn't bargain for.
And here's your receipt.
Whoa, that's high.
Yeah, that's Proposal 1. It's a sales tax hike. It gives Michigan one of the highest sales taxes in the nation.
Who's that?
That's the special interest.
I didn't pay for that.
Oh, yeah, you did. Lansing politicians say the tax is going to the roads, but nearly 40% of it goes to special interests.
Vote no on Proposal 1. Demand a better way to fix our roads.
Talk to us about what they mean by special interests here.
Right. So I think what they're alluding to is the fact that the sales tax has been brought into the mix by increasing the tax rate from 6 to 7%. The additional revenue that's generated there will go to the school aid fund, which primarily funds K-12 education as well as community colleges. It'll also generate additional revenue for local governments. So the thinking there is that the proposal, while it raises money for roads, also raises additional dollars for schools and for local governments. And people are just scratching their head. I thought this was going for roads, but I hear that schools are going to benefit. I hear that local governments are going
to
benefit.
But this gets back to the politics of the issue, if I'm not mistaken, from last December. The only way they could advance this thing was by sweetening the deal for Democrats, and this is what the Democrats managed to managed to get into the proposal, correct?
Right, and it also stems from the fact that our state constitution is extremely prescriptive in how we use the sales tax revenues. Over 83% of the sales tax revenues that come into the state are earmarked for specific purposes. So when we generate a dollar of sales tax, right off the top, 83 cents of that is already spoken for. It's not put in the hands of the legislature to decide how to use it. And most of that revenue goes to schools. And that, again, that's in the state constitution. We, as citizens, voted to earmark those revenues for schools and then some money for local government. So this proposal doesn't change those earmarking provisions. If it were the will of the people, they could go in and change those earmarking provisions to put the sales tax towards roads or to get rid of the earmarks altogether. But so some of this is kind of born out of our own doing by putting into the state constitution these requirements of where the money goes.
How well do the people who attended the gatherings that you sponsored, how well do you think they understand all of these moving parts?
I think they're trying to understand it. It's a heavy lift, I think. It's probably the most complex ballot proposal that we've seen in the last 20 years, going back to Proposal A. And I think there's still time to learn things, and that's why the Citizens Research Council has put out a report and a summary on our website to help people in that process.
And there's an awful lot has been made of the fact that there's no backup plan if Prop 1 fails. Do you feel that the people who attended the gatherings are clear on that?
We make that clear. This is an all-or-nothing proposition. If they approve it, then the constitutional changes happen. All the state laws go into effect. If they disapprove it, then none of this takes place, and they're back to square one as far as trying to tackle this road funding issue. In 1994, when the voters approved Proposal A, that was the last time we increased the sales tax. Voters had a choice. They could either do a sales tax increase for schools or an income tax increase for schools. Either way, we were going to get a tax increase to fund schools. The status quo wasn't an option. In this case, the status quo is an option.
Good context. Craig Thiel is the Senior Research Associate with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We've been talking about Proposal 1, the road funding package Michigan voters will decide on. Well, road funding and more. I guess that's what we learned today. The road funding package Michigan voters will decide on May 5th. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Mark.